This episode of Better Off Dad is proudly brought to you by Buttons Brewing.
You are listening to Better Off Dad.
And we're back, season two, Better Off Dad. Who would have thought, especially after our first season? Big rank outsiders to make a second season, but we thought, what the hell, let's have a go at it. My name's Nathan. I am joined by our UK correspondent, Shannon. How are you, mate?
Going well, going very well, thanks, Nathan. It's a surprise we decided to come back for second season. It's not like anyone stopped us.
It wasn't a wave of support saying you guys coming back for season two.
Not
it
really.
Was more just,
but we, nah, I think we were creating this narrative that people were screaming out for us to come back.
Yeah, in true form, there wasn't a lot of action there. But no, I think the fans will be very happy we're back, mate. There was a. We had a bit of a break over the Christmas period. We've had a few changes since then, which is quite funny. I've gone out and brought some new recording equipment, and we log on here today for the first time, and you've got a broken microphone, and you're just recording straight in the computer. So,
yeah,
my end, I'm hoping we'll sound okay. You'll probably sound like you're underwater.
Absolutely. Here I am. We've got a little screen we can see each other on. It looks so fancy. We've both got our mic booms. I'm actually away in Leeds at the moment on work training, and I stuck the mic boom in and bought all the gear, thinking, oh, this is going to be amazing. A night away from the family, I can knock out a podcast, and yeah, it just still sounds like I'm chewing on a mouthful of marbles. 16 feet underwater.
A lot has changed since season one,
has
it?
It's ridiculous. It is ludicrous.
We're pretty much back to amateur hour in the first 5 minutes. So, unfortunately, some things never change. But a few things have changed in the off-season, mate. You've found yourself in the UK.
I have. And that's one thing I will point out. The biggest thing that's changed is you're sober and I'm about, three glasses of wine deep and a couple of gins.
It's very different. So for those listening, it's 9 o'clock in the morning here. And what sort of time are you running over there, mate?
Papa. 10:30, something like that.
10 o'clock at night. So I've just finished the coffee. You're having a few. What are you having? A few gins, mate.
Yeah,
gins, mate. You're not going to break down halfway through this recording.
I do get emotional when I go in the gin. I always have.
I know you do.
No, that's not true. I remember going. Must be 2015. Me and Jen decided to have a gin challenge on Christmas Day to see whether we could drink a bottle of gin each and not cry. Got through it, and then Jen wheeled me down to the cemetery in a Woolworths shopping trolley, and I went to my pop's grave just to see if I could go to my pop's grave on Christmas Day after a bottle of gin. That's a true story. And, I managed to hold it together. So, yeah.
That's not weird.
No, that's what we do.
That's what you do. Yeah. That's what you do. Yeah, so it's a little bit different, mate. So you're a few drinks deep. I'm trying to get a bit of a buzz on the coffee just to try and I'm never going to get to your level,
but if
I can just get up there, just somewhere.
But we'll return serve at some point. Like we've got some guests.
Sure we
we've got some guests lined up, and it's all on their terms. So if they say, "Righto, we're ready to go at 2 p.m," that's going to be my 1 o'clock in 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'll
that's
be dragging.
Going to be our challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being in different countries, we had enough challenges being an hour away when you were living in Tasmania, but
being in different countries, and 15 minutes away from James, that was another difficult.
Don't worry, mate. We're going to get to James in just a minute.
Unbelievable.
That's going to be one of our challenges because we've got a guest lined up hopefully on Thursday, which we're really excited about getting on. We can't sort of say too much here because it may fall over, which has happened before. But
is it Tim Payne?
Shout out to Tim. No, it's not Tim. Shit. It's not Tim. We're hoping season five we'll get Tim on.
He's had a little bit on, hasn't he?
Probably a little bit too much on to come on our little podcast, but you never know.
Yeah.
You never know, mate. But, yeah, that's going to be one of our challenges, teeing up guests, because, I mean, we're at their mercy. So if they tell us that they're available at, like you said, at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, and hopefully – I'm off work, and it might be something that it's 1 o'clock in the morning over your way. But mate, you're pretty good at bouncing out of bed. Yeah, you'll just have a couple of gins.
Very up and about.
A couple of quick cans.
Well, that's one of those things. Do you stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning drinking gin, waiting for this call?
We've done a few of those podcasts.
Oh, goodness. I actually did one locally recently.
You did.
Yeah, and the guy said to me, hey, mate, I can come and pick you up. You know, what time suits you? I said, get me at 6:30. I'll get the boys down and I'll jump in the car and we'll go around and do it. Far out. I think me and Jen had an afternoon on the piss. It was a sad day, afternoon, and he picked me up. I was heavily inflicted. And
I did have a listen, mate. What was the podcast called? I did have a listen.
Give a bit of a shout. It's one of those play on three words. Shit, Bruce. I know Bruce is going to look back.
This is a terrible shout. This is not good.
Bruce, who runs a podcast, is going to call me and go, mate, you're a disgrace.
Apologies, Bruce. We're trying to give you a shout out, mate, to the podcast and get a few more of the locals on board. Yeah. Who are there any Better Off Dad listeners over your way?
There's a few. Okay, so yeah, Bruce has given me a...
There was.
Open to Spotify. I'm just opening up the actual link. It's because it's actually... It's actually a decent listen.
Like it's pretty memorable.
I just can't remember the bloody wording. Anyway, the EGC, the Evans-Gillard Complex. Not sure what the hell that means, but I was on that. So
no, I had a listen, mate. It was good. Did it go longer than 5 minutes or not? Because that's sort of the only point I got to.
It went on for another 40 minutes. Yeah.
I've missed a little bit of that.
You have,
what I listened to was really good, mate.
Yeah,
really good.
Yeah. Anyway, well, apparently we're getting the mayor of Bridlington on very soon. That's the town I live in. So
yeah, right. So is this going to be a regular gig, mate?
I think so. Just turn up whenever I feel like it. Like it's his own podcast. He just said just pop in when you feel like it. So
is this your possibly your last episode with us, because
the numbers are far better over this side. The numbers,
they must be bad over there.
As I said, as a narcissist, I'm more than happy to go where the numbers are. So,
yeah, no, well, you're in no man's land at the moment. But speaking of,
honestly, Dave, you'd be absolutely F without me, because who else you got?
Well, that's what we've got to get to. Our other founding member, James. I'm looking forward to it. I enjoy talking about people when they're not here.
Yeah, it's way better. I think that's what we do best.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So, James, I actually sent out a bit of a Snapchat phone call about an hour ago. You didn't answer. You were probably doing something, but James actually answered it, and we had a good chat for about 10 minutes. It was lovely to see his face. It's funny how you look at it. Like, it's like he was holding the phone down by his groin, looking up at his shoulders, and his head was really small on top, but he wasn't. He was actually doing it from above.
Doesn't like that, doesn't it?
He was doing it from above, but his head still looked really small.
It's amazing how he does that.
Yeah, it is. James just left the gym, so I don't know how he can get away. Like, Heidi, if you're listening to this, James was at the gym, not at work this morning.
Well, we know what he does there. We know his lies that he tells there. Yeah. There's not a lot of honesty coming out of that mouth.
It's disgusting.
We've had a bit of a rebranding of the podcast. So I had someone ask me during the week, because we've changed the logo and just a few different things, which we'll go into a little bit more as to why we've done that. But we're kind of moving away from the podcast just being about three dads.
Yeah.
Now, someone else said, so does that mean James has finished up on the podcast? And I said, no, he hasn't finished up, but we're going to do things a little bit differently.
It's called working him out of it.
Well, it's kind of like we've got to think about what James brings to the podcast. I mean, he laughs really loud, which is really annoying when you've got to edit things out. And then he bumps tables and he swears and coughs. And on top of that, I spend half my time editing out his noises. And then he doesn't actually say anything in the podcast. So I'm kind of thinking, we've got a guy here who's a co-host who doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Can't get internet.
No.
Doesn't enjoy being on a podcast, so he's probably not going to be on as much as he was last year. Let's be honest.
I reckon we've heard more of Heidi in the background than
the kids of Adamora.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. But he's he'll be on, he'll be doing some cameo appearances. It's kind of like, I guess to put it in footy terms, he hasn't been delisted from the podcast, but his form doesn't warrant getting picked for a game every week, does it?
It's a bit of Doug Hawkins sort of action from the mid-90s on the Footy Show. Like he was the main man there for a while, but then they realised, you know, he's not really offering that much, and then he just pinch hit there for a bit.
Yeah. We might just see James's little legs running on and off the bench every now and then, and just a little come on for a loud laugh every now and then, and probably tell a story about his cat, and then just, you know, get his little legs and run back off.
And then pull himself off in the wrong doctor surgery and then move on.
Well, that was probably the highlight of James's podcasting career.
God, it was funny.
So he probably had nowhere to go after that.
No.
He really
topped out
about
very early.
Episode 4, yeah. And that was he was gone after that. He had nothing else left. So, mate, what are some just – how are you going with things in the UK? We're not talking as much as we were before.
No.
Obviously, different times. You know, I wake up and get a few messages first thing in the morning, and because it's your night and things like that. So we're going back and forth a bit. But how's the family, mate? How's things? Well, I say settling in. You've been over there for a few months now. How's it all going?
No, it's really good, mate. It's everyone bagged me out about going from winter to winter, but like if your mindset's right and you get here and embrace that whole winter feel. It's actually brilliant. Like there's so much inside stuff.
That's very glass half full.
Oh, it's that way I roll, mate. so I'm currently 10 months into winter. And
did you be pasty, wouldn't you?
Mate,
I can see now. I just turned down the glare on my laptop.
I can currently see my spleen operating, and I didn't know they actually pulsate, but this one is, unless there's something wrong with it.
It might be a liver. It could be a liver.
Yeah, possibly. But, no, it's been really good. Me and Luca will do, I love Tassie, I love Wynyard, but there's nothing to do. There's absolutely nothing to do. You can go to Bruce's.
Shout out to all the Wynyard people out.
You can go to Bruce's.
We've just lost half our Wynyard listeners.
Oh no, I think everyone in Wynyard knows it. But anyway, so you can go to Bruce's. By the way, I've had to hit Pokey up about coughing up as a sponsor, and he's back in.
Is he still on as a sponsor?
He's back on. He sent me a message.
He's back in. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get to our sponsors shortly as well.
Yeah, it depends, and I'm waiting to see it hit my bank account before I actually give him a big up. But anyway. But here it's just because it's a, you know, you've got a population of 65 million jammed into a space of a bit bigger than Tassie, probably twice the size of Tassie. With that comes so many options for things to do and so many options for things to do inside. So, you know, we go ice skating, we go to museums, we go to that's about it really.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah,
right.
So it's like living in Moona. It's like living in Moona and going to the Glenorchy Information Centre.
Once you've been ice skating, say you go on Monday and then, you know,
go to the museum on
Thursday. What, then just do it again the following week, or
yeah? So we just do that on a loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that sounds good in winter.
Yeah. No, it's been really good.
It's certainly very. It sounds very appealing, mate.
Hi, it's Mike here from Better Off Dad. Next time you want to catch up with friends for a few drinks in a prime location, head to Buttons Brewing in Ulverston. Buttons Brewing is a family-owned brewery producing small-batch beers for the people of Tasmania's Northwest. Not only do they do tasty beers, but they serve them at their own bar and restaurant, along with burgers, pizzas, live music, and laughter every weekend.
But now, how's Lucas settling into school, mate?
So this was a it's been a difficult start. So initially we thought he was going right, but he misses all his old mates. What's that?
Unlike you, by the sound of things.
Oh, it's the first time I've actually spoken to you. I've got heaps of mates over here. Don't worry about that. But then he had it's just different. And I was concerned he was going to get bagged out with his accent, but that hasn't really happened. But, you know, he's just interested in different things. So when the kids are playing soccer, you know, Luca would prefer to run around looking for fake Pokemon But, you know, you know, he is my son and he is a bit weird. Yeah. So he's gone.
It could be in any country.
He could be. He's got. Yeah, it could. But he's gone from being like not an alpha, but like just a little bit of a leader in amongst his group of mates to now he's just a bit of a not an outcast, but not really, you know. So he's just finding his way. And for me as a dad, watching that and saying, "How's your day, mate?" And I know he's a positive kid. He goes, "Oh, I had a really good day, Dad." I said, "Who'd you play with, mate?" "Oh, just by myself." And it's like it absolutely rips you apart. Like I know we make a lot, we have a lot of fun on this show.
Oh,
but to hear that, to hear your son say that he spent the day playing by himself is hard to take.
Yeah, that's hard, mate. That's hard.
But I just told him to stop being a pussy and get on with it.
Well, that, I mean, that's some advice you can give him about really struggling to have friends. I mean, it's something you can discuss. But in all seriousness, though, mate, that would be how did I go serious from there? No, but I mean that is tough. And you're right. I mean, we do have a laugh about here about our misfortunes and things like that. But any time like that with the kids, it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
I suppose hopefully it's just a timing thing, mate, where he's just trying to find his spot in there, I guess.
A funny story. Jen said the teacher pulled him aside today and said, Luca reads at a year above his own level back home. So, like, they do all the reading.
Yeah, yep.
So, like, he loves it. Yeah. He adores reading. And he keeps bringing these books home with Sam's Bag and just really shit books that have got four pages, six words on each page. This kid's reading, like, way above that back home. And Jen wrote, "These books are too easy for him." Anyway, the teacher pulled Jen aside tonight after school and said, "Luke is really struggling with his phonics." And we're like, "Yeah, okay. He just doesn't say them right." "Well, he's got another accent." Like, are you serious? Like, she's going, "Well, if you, like, over here, an apple is an apple. Like, it's just different." And, like, how can you not?
Surely she takes that into account.
Oh, mate, she's either not trying or...
Does she know you're from Australia? Like, has she done a research?
Oh, I don't know,
she might be just going out and reading Sam's Bag as well.
Oh, mate, we've got him just doing the Aussie curriculum. We logged him back into his Reading Eggs, which is an Australian platform, and, you know, he's cranking along on that, but no, apparently he's struggling with his phonics. Anyway,
it's
just
bizarre, isn't it?
I'll probably just gonna have to smack him more, I reckon.
Well, that usually fixes things, doesn't it? That's great advice on the dad podcast.
How are you going, mate? You've got your new house there. I can see the delicious timber in the background.
Yeah, no, going well, mate. Pretty settled in here now. We've sort of our next stage is get some landscaping done. The plan was that we were going to get the landscaping done first up, like when the house was built, but I think we've got about $40 left in our budget after the build, so
that'll
be a little bit of a wait.
James was on site for a fair bit of that, wasn't he?
He was. James did our roofing, and we've got like nail strip cladding around the outside of the house, which he did a bit of that as well.
Is that why you've got no money left?
Yeah, very expensive. He's so expensive. I thought.
I noticed he bought a new Prado yesterday.
Yeah, I think I brought that. I think that's half. I think I own a few doors on that Prado, but he doesn't do you many favors as a mate.
No. Well, it's all business.
Ruth, mate, season two. How do you see it progressing? What are some things that you want? We've sort of talked about what we want to do, and like I said, part of that was that rebranding a little bit, so we can open things up a little bit. Like instead of like relying on just three of us getting together and talking about our dad life, so I think it's difficult to get the three of us all together. Yeah. So we wanted to leave it open so it's almost like a Better Off Dad community. So it might be that you have someone else with you in the UK. What's your mate's name over there?
Bruce.
Bruce might interview another. You might do something in UK version and I might do something over here and James might occasionally pop on. And, mate, we've got one of our past guests, Baldy's pretty keen to get involved. So
100%.
I'd like to get Baldy involved and do something with him as well and just keep it open so we don't have to come on every episode and explain where the other person is. That was the whole idea behind it, pretty much, and a way to ease James out. Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I'm all for pushing James out, but like the a lot of the good podcasts I listen to evolve. They evolve over time, and they start dragging in other content. So one of my favourite podcasts is the cycling it's called the Cycling Podcast, and they've got so many different people that they can call on to offer up different parts, whether it's new tech, whether it's new, you know, someone that's covering a race and they might do a 20-minute recap of a race that a lot of people are interested in. And then they'll have the core three guys do their standard once-a-week podcast. But it just means it gives you the option of having more options and more content. And look, you know, whether people want to hear about people that come here, most of them are dads. So I had a guy during the week said, yeah, I heard you have a dad podcast, but I'm not a dad, so I've got no interest in it. I'm like, okay, that's fine. But I guess the strength in what we do is we are about dads. So let's get those dads, whether it's Baldy, whether it's Bruce over here, or just different parts of the community or society that are dads, and get them involved. So.
That was long.
Oh, mate. To be honest, I was looking.
A really bad explanation.
Really tough. I don't reckon we'll make it. I'm actually looking at my gin, going like that was what.
No, I'll keep it in. I only edit out bits that make me look bad. By opening it up and having some different hosts on at different times, that just opens things up. Because when you listen to a podcast, or when I listen to a podcast, I tend to go through the different episodes and pick ones out I like instead of some. I'll listen to every single episode that comes out.
Yeah.
More often than not, I'll pick one out. So there might be something that interests person A that doesn't interest person B, you know. So it's just put a bit of content out, mate, and hopefully people can pick and choose what they like.
The thing is, who cares if they don't? We enjoy doing it.
Yeah, I know I do. I enjoy looking at the downloads. That's a big thing.
It is often about stuff. It's a little bit of
self-gratification.
Yeah, like when you hit 10,000 downloads and you're like...
Yeah, geez,
once that happens, that'll be amazing.
When that happens...
Hey, mate, I'm just going over to the you start talking. I'll take the headphones off and I'm going over to get another gin.
All right, mate, you go and get another gin. I'll just.
Can you commentate on it?
This should be really good.
You commentate
really
on good, it. Right, I'm going.
Right. God, I can't wait to get rid of this bloke too.
Where the hell is it?
I really can't. Once James is gone, Shannon's gone. Have a look at him.
I've got two more gins here somewhere. Oh, there they are.
Embarrassing. It's actually embarrassing. Sorry for that. Hey, mate, you're back.
How'd you go, mate? Did you say anything?
Yeah, no, good, mate. Good. Yeah, no,
can't wait to listen back to that one.
You're away on work, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm up in Leeds. It's a cracking city, by the way. You know, you hear about Leeds United and all that, but, geez, it's busy. It's Monday night here. How's this going? So Monday night, Valentine's Day. I've wandered into a local... bar, restaurant, sort of said, table for one, Valentine's night. Sat down with a large Chardonnay so that you've got small or large here. You don't just get a glass of wine. I'm going to go to large. They're massive. They're huge. It's like a fish bowl of wine. Sat there. Anyway, a couple of girls was next on the table next to me just sort of looking over, and I thought, oh, they must think I'm a bit of a rot.
Funny one of the grown man's doing drinking Chardonnay on his own out of a fishbowl.
She goes, oh, your date showed you up. Your date didn't turn up. I went, what's that, sorry? She goes, your date didn't turn up. I said, oh, I'm here on work. I'm just come out and get some food.
Yeah, that would have been quite sad seeing that, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think that, and then that started me thinking, well, everyone in here thinks I'm here by myself and couldn't get a date. Or I'm an absolute creep out trying to get a date. Anyway, the two girls, I started chatting to them. They're lovely young gay girls that were out on Valentine's night that were more than happy just to, you know, really jag it into me. So, yeah, good times.
Yeah, that sounds like a good night out.
Yeah, anyway, so I'm here for work, doing a bit of training. Yep. And head back.
How long you got? How long you away for?
Just the night. I'll head back to Bridlington for a sausage run. Tomorrow night, and then you know what a sausage run is, don't you?
Oh, I'm putting two and two together.
Yeah, well, I told my new bosses that I won't need a hotel room tomorrow night because I'm going back to Bridlington for a sausage run. They said, what's a sausage run? I told them, and they absolutely pissed themselves. How's Sophie, mate?
She's going well, mate. She's going well. She's at work today, so I've actually got a rare day off on my own today with the the little ones at school and daycare. So here I am.
I know exactly what you'll be doing after we get off this.
Should be a blind shut, you reckon? No, not too much planning, mate. Not too much planning. I actually catch up some jobs around the house. It's pretty hard to get, as you know, mate, with little ones. It's pretty tricky to get some jobs done. Happy days, can't complain. Everything's going really well here. Yeah. Life's good.
Yeah,
life's really good. So,
dad, can I do a quick dad hack before we go?
Yeah, for sure, mate. That's one thing. We'll keep the dad hacks throughout the year. What do you got, mate? What do you got? If it's good, if it's decent, anyway.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Go. Which I'm not very confident will be, but yeah, what do you got?
What Jen and I have done, now the boys are, the twins are mobile, it's a really edgy thing when you see a parent walking around with a child on a choking collar, like when you put it
like the lead. It's not.
It's like a dog lead with a choke collar around the throat of the...
Yeah, I am fascinated by these. I saw someone the other day yanking their kid off it. Like, this kid was walking like on a bench seat, as kids do, just having a bit of fun or whatever, and his dad just standing there on his phone just yanking like a dog.
Where do you stand
with this kid? So far in the car going, what the hell? Like, you don't do that to your kids.
Yeah. Well,
maybe you do.
Well, I remember growing up.
I found it.
I remember growing up, and my mum had this a white leather strapped with buckled harness. Like, this is a very primitive, very early on harness scenario. And I do remember that when I must have been about three. Anyway, so with the twins, we've thought, well, we really, Jen does not care what people think of her. So Jen's purchased these two harnesses and whacked them on them. And she goes, F it, I'm going to walk them to daycare. So we live 60 metres from the front of the Lucas school. So it's like literally, it's unbelievable. So going from living at Doctors Roxburgh, it's a 5K drive. You literally walk out the door, you're at school. Daycare is another 50 metres away. I videoed Jen the other day with these two harnesses on with these twins that are completely you can't control. They're like wild animals. And here's Jen.
You did say once they're like herding cats, which I thought was a pretty good.
Yeah, herding. Well, 100%. It's like herding cats with with some sort of venereal disease as they scratch around their midriff. Anyway, so Jen's walking up the street and they're going everywhere. So she's dragging one and trying to hold the other one back. And, it was really, really untidy, but we're going to stick with it. What do you think?
You should teach them to bark. That'd really get people looking.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Really get people interested. Just like...
That's funny.
These kids on a lead barking. No, I'm interested. So, the leads thing is it's a whole new world for me. It's something I've never really seen too much of, but when I see it, I'm highly amused by it.
There was no chance we were doing it with Luca because he was an absolute treat, but when you've got absolute imbeciles for twins, mate, it's uncontrollable. It's another world. Any parent that's a twin, my freaking hat's off to them.
Do you tell them to sit or?
Oh, push them down a bit.
Can you send us a video? Send me a Snapchat or something.
I'll send you right now of Jen walking up the street with these two twins going sideways. I'll tell you what, we'll put it on the Better Off Dad Facebook page.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Yeah. All right, let's wind it up because we've got another couple of days, mate. Like I said, we have got a guest coming on. Well, fingers crossed we have. He's assured me. I got a text message this morning saying, he's good to go for Thursday. Let's get this one out as a bit of an intro for the year and hopefully we'll get on top of that one.
Yep.
I think. Yeah. I'll send you some details about that. But good to chat, mate. Good to chat. Good to kick things off. Hopefully, like I said, things will get better. Hopefully you'll have a microphone in the next
fingers crossed. I'll have to order one on Amazon or something.
Good luck with the new job, mate. Say hello to Jen and the family, and we'll talk soon.
Your rig's looking pretty good, by the way, Nathan.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. I just for the listeners, I have got a shirt on. I didn't sort of really explore, but I've got a sing-along, mate, 'cause it's summer. We get summer over here.
Yeah. No.
It's quite warm. It's quite warm, you know. It's a nice little temperature today. I'm going to head down the beach a little bit later on. But
but
you're loving 12 months of winter, mate, so don't listen to me.
Glass half full.
Good on you, mate. Right, a big shout-out again to our sponsors, to to Bruce's Cafe and Buttons Brewing, who are back on track. So we'll pump those boys up a little bit more in there.
We may revoke that shout out to Bruce's if he doesn't cough up.
Yeah, let's see if Dane pays up actually first. So we may come back to an edit for that.
If you're listening to this, just send Dane an inbox and say, "Have you paid yet?"
Good question. Yeah, send him a message or even go in for a coffee and say, "Have you paid?"
That's a good one. There you go. Bit of an arm bar on him.
Persuasion there. Yeah, why not? Why not? We've got no morals. No. All right, thanks, righto, mate. Take care. Look after yourself. No more gins. Go to bed.
Please subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on and leave a review. Please be nice.
Thank you for listening to Better Off Dad.